one.
Well, what's the update from the training room?
You know, I've been able to spend a bunch of time in the training room since we got back from Green Bay. So the ankle's feeling good. I'm excited to get back out there for this game this weekend.
How did you feel Sunday?
Pretty good. Like I said, I was able to spend the entire weekend, in the training room with Eric Sugarman and his staff. So I felt pretty good after all the rehab and everything.
Was it hard watching Thursday night?
That was very hard, especially being a competitor. You always want to be out there with the guys, but that's the good thing about the NFL is we get to play Green Bay, twice a year. So, unfortunately, I won't be able to play them at Lambeau this year, but that's the unique part about the NFL. You get to play the Green Bay Packers twice.
I know you said you were going to leave the decision to the trainers, but at any point, Wednesday or Thursday, did you try to lobby to say, hey, I could play?
Well, all I try to do is just get healthy. I spent majority of my time last week in the training room just trying to get everything going good for me as far as physically. So, Tuesday and Wednesday were 2 days that I just spent rehabbing. So, I wasn't much focused on trying to get out on the practice field. It was more about, trying to get healthy.
Did you have anything to the coaches to say I'd be ready to go Thursday night?
Well, the way I was feeling, it was one of those deals where just wanted to see how it felt once the game came. But, Coach Zim, he made the decision, and we went from there.
Being able to run around and cut it all, do you have any concern on Sunday about being able to run around like you need to and cut and plant?
I don't think so. The training staff here have done a great job of just, helping me, get that strength back in my ankle. So on Sunday, I'll be able to just play, full speed.
Teddy, there's going to be a lot of people expecting you on Sunday to do as well as you did against the Falcons, if not better. Do you like those expectations?
I do. And, I held myself to, high expectations. But at the same time, the game can turn out anyway. We can go out and run the ball for 400 yards, and I pass for 50 yards. So, it's an overall team effort. And we're just going to expect the entire team to just play at a high level. And, not let the one loss in Green Bay affect us.
What do you think about their front four?
Their front four is a very great. Great group of guys, very physical, very stingy in the run game. So, we know we're going to be up for a challenge, but, it's one of those challenges that we're looking forward to.
Do you think that's the biggest challenge about their defense, or is there something else that jumps out?
I'd say the overall defense. They're the number one defense in the league right now, and we know that it's going to be a challenge for us, not only up front, but, in the passing game also. So, we're just going to try our best, to execute the game plan, and, eventually we'll like to come out with the win.
You feel like you're 100%?
I do. And, I've been able to, like I said, spend majority of my time in the training room, and, I credit those guys as just helping me and pushing me, to get back to 100%.
Teddy, fair or not, when you came out in the draft, some draft analysts, said, oh, you might have durability concerns, even though I don't believe you might have missed one start in your career at the Rutgers game you still played, right?
Right.
I guess your thoughts on that, do you kind of feel like you need to show again at this level that you can be a guy who can be counted on to play every game?
I feel that, I want to be at this position, and I want to be the guy, for 10-plus years. I want to have longevity in my career. So, I feel that I don't have to prove, anything, but at the same time, I would like to be out there every opportunity that I get.
Have you paid attention to the breast cancer awareness games in the past, and what are your thoughts on potentially playing in one where survivors and patients are saluted?
I paid attention, growing up watching NFL games, and ever since the NFL, started wearing, the breast cancer symbols and everything, but it's going to mean a lot for me because my mom is a breast cancer survivor herself. So it's going to be a good feeling knowing that we're playing a game that salutes and contributes to the breast cancer.
What do you guys need to do to get Cordero Moore involved offensively?
Well, we're just going to find different ways to get him touches. If you watch the St. Louis game, he had over 100 yards rushing. He's special in the kick return game, and we're just going to try our best to get him the ball. But that's the unique part about the NFL. Every week, another guy has an opportunity to make plays for a team. And if you think about it, you know, teams know Cordero very well. They know that he's a threat whenever he's on the field. So they're going to try their best to, you know, game plan around him and take him out of the game. So that's where other guys have the opportunity to step up for his offense.
Teddy, what do you expect from yourself this Sunday?
For one, I just want to go out and win. And at the end of the day, nothing matters more than what's in the win column and the loss column. So I'd like to go out and just win the football game.
Do you wear anything on the ankle, like extra brace or anything?
I won't. And I'll just get my ankles taped and just go from there.
Last one? Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.